From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. The lack of a budget deal so far to keep the government open is frustrating efforts to write a new farm bill and its would-be authors. Farm bills are never easy to write, and some have taken a couple of years or more to enact. And in this is going to be an election year, never an easy time to do any legislating. But the ongoing budget crisis, complicated by immigration and border wall disputes, is making farm bill efforts now even harder. Longtime Ag Senator Chuck Grassley was asked how you write a farm bill with no budget certainty, especially if current funding is simply extended another few weeks.
I sense exactly what you're saying from something I picked up, maybe directly or indirectly, from Senator Roberts last week, that it's kind of frustrating. And that's about all I can say on that issue at this point.
While Grassley said in December a farm bill was already 3 months late due to work on the tax bill, and a new farm bill needed to be done in the first half of this year so producers could plan for the 2019 crop year. While Grassley said at the time, we can't horse around any longer. He continued that theme this week.
We need to start on policy and then adjust our policy to whatever comes out of that figure that we have to work with, because I think we got to get started on a farm bill.
Well, still, that won't be easy without accurate numbers.
There's 39 programs in the farm bill that don't have any money in the budget, and so if you're going to fund anything, the money's got to come from someplace else, and we don't even have a budget figure yet to work with.
While House lawmakers had planned to start formal drafting of a farm bill late this month or in early February, but the top House Ag Democrats suggested in December, some Senate Democrats might want to drag their feet, hoping for a majority showing up next year. While the United States has reclaimed the title of top beef exporter to South Korea in 2017, that change comes 14 years after a U.S. outbreak of mad cow disease that led to a ban of U.S. beef in South Korea, handing the top spot of the market to Australia, that according to Reuters. U.S. beef shipments jumped 13.7% last year to 177,400 metric tons, accounting for nearly half of South Korea's beef imports. Australian shipments eased about 4% to 172,800 metric tons. Well, we're going to take a break here. However, when we come back, we're actually going to talk about the supply and demand report that came out Friday. It's next.